From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. In Turkey, a widespread corruption scandal appears to have forged an odd alliance. On one side is the prime minister, a conservative Muslim. On the other are members of the country's secular military establishment. As NPR's Peter Kenyon reports, Turkey's leader has done the political equivalent of a 180. He's defending generals who were imprisoned on his watch while denouncing his own prosecutors.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan is no stranger to the capriciousness of Turkey's judicial system. Having once been jailed for publicly reciting a poem allegedly intended to incite religious hatred. When Erdogan and the AK party swept to power over a decade ago, the fear of military coups was still fresh. But as Erdogan consolidated power, prosecutors began going after the military elite and their supporters. Prison terms were handed out to hundreds of men once deemed untouchable. Political scientist Ersin Kalagioglu at Sabancı University says at the time the government ignored critics who protested that the defendants, generals, journalists, academics, weren't getting fair trials.
Charges were pressed against them where the evidence seemed to have been tampered severely with, or the due process of law was not implemented, and it looked as if these trials were political trials rather than legal trials.
One complaint involved the religious backgrounds of some of the prosecutors and police, namely that they were motivated by their allegiance to the self-exiled Turkish cleric Fethullah Gülen. Gülen is a former Erdogan ally whose teachings have inspired a network of schools around the world. Once the military leadership was either jailed or politically neutralized, however, analysts say the government grew disenchanted with the Gülen movement. Author and columnist Mustafa Akyol says what began as a war of words between branches of the religious community escalated when Erdogan moved to close Gülen schools across Turkey. Not long after came the explosive corruption probes, reaching toward the very top of the AK party. Launched, Erdogan said, by gangs within the state, a veiled reference to Gülen supporters in law enforcement. Suddenly, Akyol says, Erdogan seemed a lot more sympathetic to the complaints of the generals that they had been railroaded in court.
Erdogan now wants them to be retried. I am sympathetic to that cause as well. But is Erdogan opening this argument because he really wants justice to be served? Or now does he want his own political party to survive this new judicial wave on the party? That's another discussion.
Secular opposition party member Faruk Loğlu thinks the prime minister's epiphany was motivated by self-interest.
Bu adalet hissi vicdanınız.
The prime minister says there's no objection to restaging these coup trials, Loğlu told reporters in Ankara. But what were you thinking before, he asks of Erdogan. Did your moral conscience just now wake up? Loğlu thinks Erdogan is trying to deflect attention away from the corruption probes, which are continuing despite the sacking of prosecutors and police. Whether any military retrials can actually be carried out is another question. The Turkish High Court has already reviewed the cases, throwing out some convictions but upholding many others. To put that in perspective, imagine the White House calling for new trials in cases where the Supreme Court had already ruled. Analyst Mustafa Akyol says the fact that many Turks believe the government can force retrials if it wants to points to a problem bigger than any political rivalry.
The core of the problem is that we don't have a nonpartisan, fair, trustable judiciary. And someday, I think, we will learn that we need a system of checks and balances, a constraining power. It's not important who has the state, it's important how the state acts.
As with so much about this corruption scandal, there are at present more questions than answers. Few are predicting a restoration of the military to its former prominence. Some continue to hope for judicial reform someday, but the most recent proposals, critics say, would leave the judiciary even more exposed to political pressure. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.